Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Beamish and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Hell of an intro to a song right here. Right now, time to us to get to the BetQL guest line. Welcome in our friend, Miss Nikki Jabala from the Washington Post. Nikki's been out here braving it in the heat with the rest of us, working hard. Nikki, thank you for taking the time. I want to start. There's two things I want to address, and we'll see what direction it takes us. Dan Snyder made some public comments for the first time, I believe, since the Commander's name change. I could be wrong, but I believe that's the last time he spoke publicly.
Yeah.
And I want to get to those. But I want to start with something else. Curtis Samuel told Scott Abraham from Channel 7, "Don't worry, we got a plan. I'm playing week one." Considering week one is more than a month away, how confident are you in that plan?
I'm pretty confident. The question is, how much will he play if he plays in week one? He's obviously progressed farther than he was, you know, at this point last year, but certainly within the last couple of weeks, he's been on the field more for team drills. So I could see him playing, barring anything happening in preseason. But will he play the number of reps that, you know, a typical starter would play? We'll see about that.
The thing I wonder about is, this sounds very much like a Robert for me, all in for week one. Like, I don't care if he just plays week one. I want to see him play week one, two, three, four, five, possibly 80-90% of the first eight games. Would a plan help that?
Yeah, good question. I mean, I feel like that's the question we're all asking, too, is, you know, can he stay healthy? Can he consistently be out on the field? Can he contribute? Because that's what he was brought in to do last year, and so far he's gotten on the field for, what, five games? So, you know, I think hope is six catches. Yeah, that's not what he was signed up for. I think that's obviously the hope, is to keep him on the field. But Kenny, we'll see. I mean, it's always concerning when you see a guy in a leg sleeve and he's limited and then he's ramped up and, you know, and this is 2 years running now. But he looks good so far. I guess the question is he actually healthy, or is this trying to do the bare minimum so you don't answer questions about any lingering effects from your hamstring or groin?
And if it's the latter, what are we doing here? If this is like a PR play, what the hell are we doing here? Let's hope it's not.
Yeah.
Let's hope he's ready to rock. All right, let's talk about Dan Snyder's public comments then. We haven't heard from Dan since the name change, and it certainly hasn't taken questions from reporters in years. But Dan spoke to the Maryland Gaming Authority today and basically laid out three reasons why they should believe in what's happening with the Commanders. One, there's been improvements at the stadium. Two, they're expecting a boost in attendance. And three, they finally landed a quarterback, looking forward to some good football this fall. Let's go in order. I believe you were at the practice Saturday night at FedEx Field. Did you notice, or have you heard or been told of any significant improvements at the stadium?
I think they added some new food venues, but they had puppies. Does that count? They had puppies that day for her. I called the team on it, and I was like, you know, can you kind of lay out some of these changes? And they said they would later in the week. But I thought that, you know, I wouldn't even call them major, but any changes were made last year, like when they added that that seating area with the half moon tables. But beyond that, I honestly was racking my brain too on what these upgrades were, because I didn't see anything other than the field. They did change the field.
The one upgrade that will make a difference is the actual play on the field. And
yeah,
my question would be, what's the? I mean, I've basically reserved myself to waiting to see, because I don't think I can give a true assessment or projection of what I think. Like, oh, they're going to be 10-7, anything like that. I just think that it's too far. We have to wait, because I don't see anything happening differently right now than it did before for me to automatically assume everything's going to change.
Right. No, and I would agree with you. I think they're really pushing the marketing and operations angle really hard, but, you know, there so far hasn't been any improvement in the on-field play. I mean, they haven't played. So until that happens, you know, I think any change to the bottom line, the stadium, the marketing efforts, that's kind of all going to be overlooked until, you know, the win-loss record is better.
Well, then to that point, Snyder said, hey, we finally got ourselves a quarterback. It's funny, that's like the third or fourth time I remember hearing Dan say that. I think the last time would be Alex Smith acquisition. But what do you think of Carson? What do you think of this offense? Like, forget FedEx Field and forget a boost in attendance. Because, frankly, I don't really believe either of those things. I'll believe them when I see them, and I hope that they're true. I'm not saying they're not true, but I'll believe them when I see them. On the field is what you and I have been watching every day. I think with Carson, you want to look at the overall body of work rather than trying to live and die with every throw in training camp. I'm curious what you think, if you've seen enough to be encouraged, if you've seen enough to be discouraged, or if this is all still kind of a work in progress.
I mean, to me, it's kind of still a work in progress. I mean, yesterday was, I would argue that yesterday was probably his best day, but the day before that at the stadium, he did not look good at all. I mean, he's consistently inconsistent. I mean, it's up and down, and that part is concerning for me. You want a quarterback to kind of be that steady force on the offense. And so far he hasn't been, but like you said, it's early and a lot of their practices are throwing against air. I really wish they had done a joint practice this year. I feel like we would all have a better feel of where this team stands, especially Carson Wentz. Because he does look like a different quarterback when he's under pressure versus, you know, facing a clean pocket and throwing against air. And it's not in a good way that he looks different. So, I mean, I think you have to take what you're watching. You know, you can see some improvements. I just don't know.
I think there's some undeniable kind of physical improvements, like just watching the quarterbacks, even against air, but if they're throwing a downfield out route, like the zip and the pace of Carson's ball versus Taylor's, you can tell that thing, right? And NFL corners can tell that, all those sorts of things. But you're right. I've said this repeatedly, that this is a team this season that could really use joint practices. It's one of those things where I think there are business operations that have impacted football operations in a negative way. Like, I think the team would be better off in Richmond. They're not, obviously, and I think that came down to dollars. I think joint practices next week against the Chiefs make all the sense in the world. You're already traveling out there for a preseason game. The coaches have a relationship. Why aren't those happening? I don't know. Do you think this offense, though, because weirdly – expectations have almost shifted that folks think this offense, if they are going to win, the offense is what's going to carry them. Do you think that the pieces assembled are capable of that? We're talking with our friend Nikki Jabala from the Washington Post.
Yeah, good question. I mean, I think on paper they have a number of dynamic players. I mean, and we said this last year too. The receiving core is upgraded. You know, their backs look good. You know, for 2 years now, they've had a good team on paper, but when they get out there, there are either health issues or just general talent issues. I think this year, again, is a lot of the same thing. I mean, it's can they stay healthy, and do they have the consistency up front? And right now, the offensive line is not a concern, but a big question mark for me. I mean, last year, they came down to, like, their fifth center at one point. They don't have Brandon Sheriff. They don't have Eric Flowers. And one of their new guards has been out for days, weeks even, you know, and he's expected to come back eventually, but will he be able to stay healthy? And that's Trey Turner. You know, Chase Rooley is coming off that pretty complex ankle surgery. You know, do they have that same depth, that same consistency that really led them along last season? I think that's the driver of the offense, as much as we want to talk about Carson Wentz. And until we know that they still have that depth and consistency, then anything can happen with this offense.
Nikki, I was listening to Aaron Rodgers on a little voice thing where he was talking about if playing only four quarters is worthless or a waste, that they should play at least two. Talking about Aaron Rodgers, a guy who's established himself, we all know how good he is. He wants to play two series or more. Have you all found out what this team is going to do? Because last year I think that they didn't put enough into it, and that's why they started off so slow.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they do. I mean, they keep saying they are. But, I mean, the way these guys practice is a lot different from the way I've seen other teams practice. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's geared toward keeping guys healthy versus starting fast, but the tempo is not – it's hard to see it when you're watching the practice, to put it politely. Mm.
Yeah, and if I had to guess, at least from – and it's hard to gauge on defense when they go to sub packages and maybe some guys are nursing mm-hmm. stuff, but you can really get a good gauge on the starting offense and particularly the quarterbacks, right?
Yeah.
I think – depending on the length of the first series, if they go down the field and it's, you know, seven plays for a field goal or eight plays and they get in the end zone, I don't think you see Carson mm-hmm. again. But if it's one series and it's five plays and a punt, maybe you get a second series. I think Carson will probably play the whole first half against Kansas City
really?
In 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of consistent with what we saw from Fitz last year. And then I don't think we see anything in the third preseason game against Baltimore. Do you have a similar hunch, or do you think differently?
Yeah, I mean, before it used to be the third preseason game was always a big one when they had four games. Now the second one is generally the bigger one, though. I think the value of preseason matters less for the starters and more for those guys that are fighting for jobs. But Rivera did say that Wentz will play some in the opener, and like you said, I could see him playing a series and then more in Kansas City, and then he's off until the regular season opener. But, you know, it's do that much, we'll see. I mean, the other ones that have been asked about are, you know, Trey Turner, will he play? And they said they want to get him at least a series, and I'm thinking, why do you need to see him at all if he's your starting guard and risk re-injury? So I could see them getting minimal work.
When you look at this team, what are you looking for in this first preseason game?
I want to see a solid drive. If that's all Carson's going to play, I just want to see one solid drive where they move down the field efficiently. I want to see a clean game, you know, no turnovers. I think Taylor's spot is pretty solidified, so a lot of what I'll be looking for are the guys on the back end at certain positions where, you know, the first two, three guys are set, but there's an opening, like receivers, you know, who's going to be that fifth, sixth, seventh receiver, you know, and on the defensive line, what's the depth look like there, and the secondary, they got a bevy of safeties, you know, how's that going to shake up? So I think each one matters considerably for those guys, and for the starters that don't get hurt and just play efficiently.
I'm excited to watch Howell. I think he'll play a bunch. I mean, they cut the fourth-string quarterback. I think Howell gets the whole second half. I've been impressed with his arm. Everything else is kind of a work in progress, but the kid has serious zip on his arm. And I know he's a Tar Heel, which you like.
Yes, I do. And yes, he does.
Last one, Nikki. I wanted to ask you this because I want to talk about it and maybe even get calls on this. I don't know. B-Mitch was traveling. I don't know if the boys in the aquarium got to watch it. Did you get to watch Hard Knocks last night?
I watched parts of it. I didn't watch the full thing.
Did you see the beginning, though, and just Dan Campbell's kind of menacing, kind of loving approach and the fact that they went live the first day. They went live, full action the first day they were able to.
I did not see that part. I saw more of the end.
Okay.
I think I just filled your question there.
No, you're good. Because I want to describe it to B, but it was really pretty impressive. Do this for me. Tell me one player that has impressed you during camp, maybe off the radar a bit.
I'd say, I mean, he's not off the radar, but we don't talk about him like we do the quarterbacks or what. I think Cam Curl's having a heck of a camp. Cam Curl, Kendall Fuller, I think those two are having a heck of a camp.
I agree with you there. I think the secondaries look good. Those two are probably the highlights. And I think it's pretty sustainable. I think for Fuller, he's fully healthy and a heads-up player. And then I think with Curl, of all the talk of pain and sweat and everybody else, Mike Jones walking by, I almost wonder if Curl's the top of the list of who you got to pay next year and not even mess around with any of the rest of it. Nikki, thank you for the time. Appreciate it. I know it's hot out here.
No problem. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right.
That's our friend Nikki Javala from the Washington Post joining us via the BetQL guest line. Here's what I want to do. If you saw Hard Knocks last night, it was impressive, and there was absolutely a tone to those practices. They won three games last year, so maybe it's all worthless. But I want to talk to B. Mitch about it, about their coaches, about how they're approaching camp and how he would like it as a player and how he feels about it now as an analyst. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.